reads, "Here Sam and Eric were waiting, and Bill. Jack, concealed from the sun, knelt by the pool and opened the two large leaves that he carried. One of them contained white clay, and the other red. By them lay a stick of charcoal brought down from the fire. Jack explained to Roger as he worked, 'They don't smell me. They see me, I think. Something pink under the trees.' He smeared on the clay. 'If only I'd some green.' He turned a half-concealed face up to Roger and answered the incomprehension of his gaze. 'For hunting, like in the war. You know, dazzle paint. Like things trying to look like something else.' He twisted in the urgency of telling. 'Like moths on a tree trunk.' Roger understood and nodded gravely. The twins moved toward Jack and began to protest timidly about something. Jack waved them away. 'Shut up.' He rubbed the charcoal stick between the patches of red and white on his face. 'No, you two come with me.' He peered at his reflection and disliked it. He bent down, took up a double handful of lukewarm water, and rubbed the mess from his face. Freckles and sandy eyebrows appeared. Roger smiled, unwillingly. 'You don't half look a mess.' Jack planned his new face. He made one cheek and one eye socket white. Then he rubbed red over the other half of his face and slashed a black bar of charcoal across from right ear to left jaw. He looked in the pool for his reflection, but his breathing troubled the mirror. 'Sam and Eric, get me a coconut, an empty one.' He knelt, holding the shell of water. A rounded patch of sunlight fell on his face and a brightness appeared in the depths of the water. He looked in astonishment, no longer at himself, but at an awesome stranger. He spilt the water and leapt to his feet, laughing excitedly. Beside the pool,